And thanks for joining me this evening. I am Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined here in the studio by Peter Miyamoto, professor of piano here at the University of Missouri School of Music. But we're not here to talk just about the piano. We're here to discuss the upcoming Plowman Chamber Music Competition, correct?
That's right.
Wonderful. Okay, so that's coming up kind of throughout all this week, starting tomorrow.
Right. That's right. We're having, actually, it's the Plowman Chamber Music Competition and Festival. So we have the competition, which takes place on the weekend, 23rd and 24th. It's already been underway in that we have narrowed down the field of almost 40 applicants down to 16 that we're bringing in.
Okay. Well, tell me about that process then. Sure. What is the Plowman Chamber Music Competition,
sure,
I think, first?
Well, I'm really proud of this event. It's an event started by my wife in 2006, and it is now the ninth time we're holding it. We now hold it biennially, so every other year. This is one of those years.
Okay.
And it brings in first-class chamber ensembles of all configurations from across the country. And this year, we actually have one contestant group who's from Canada. So we're now an international.
Now it's international.
But they're really some of the top young ensembles. We have string quartets, piano trios. We have saxophone quartets, brass quintets, woodwind quintets. You really get some interesting configurations. And on that Saturday, we run from 9:30 in the morning till about 5:30 with a break for lunch. All the semifinal performances are judged. And from that, five groups are taken to the finals. So the semifinals are in First Baptist Church, again, from 9:30 to 5:30 about. And then the five finalists play in Missouri Theater for the finals competition on Sunday, the 24th, from 1:30 till, usually it goes to about 5:30. It's a long event because we have them each play a 30-minute recital. And then there's adjudication, during which time the audience members can vote for their favorite ensembles, and there's an audience prize. The five ensembles are competing for over $10,000 in awards.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And who's judging the event, and where do you find,
right,
these judges?
Right. Well, the preliminaries were done with MU professors, so we're really happy that Ellie Lara and Wes Warnhoff were involved with that, and they have chosen the 16 that are coming. We actually had planned on bringing 15, but they were so good that, and the scores were such that we were like, okay, we can fit one
we'll
more
squeeze
in.
Squeeze one,
yeah,
in.
But the groups that they chose are really top notch. They come, I don't want to say too much because it needs to be anonymous for,
sure,
the judges and things, but we have groups from a lot of the major conservatories across the country, from Juilliard, Curtis, New England Conservatory, University of Southern California, University of Michigan, University of Indiana, San Francisco Conservatory. So it's really a all across the country. And every year that we've held this, you know, the level has been very high, but I think this year it's particularly going to be interesting. And the top five are always really, I mean, on the brink of a breakthrough for a major career. And a lot of our groups have gone on to substantial chamber music careers. So we're really proud of that track record and hope to identify the next.
Very cool. Yeah. And what a great opportunity for everybody to come out and see some up-and-coming bands and a wide variety,
right,
of wide variety of different instrumentation.
Exactly. Cool. I think the Saturday semifinals is really interesting because you will get a string quartet followed by a saxophone quartet followed by a, you know, so you really get a wide range, and therefore the repertoire is also all over the place.
Very
from
fun.
Traditional to kind of more modern things too. So.
So who's judging the event,
sure,
this
so,
year?
We're also proud that the event over the years has really enabled us to bring in some international superstars of the chamber music world, and this year is no different. So we have we always do a pianist, a string player, and a wind player. So this year, Let's start with the wind. We have Dale Clevenger, who for over 30 years was the principal horn of the Chicago Symphony. And what a career he had. He's now retired from the symphony, but he's teaching at IU, at University of Indiana,
okay,
in Bloomington. But what a career he has. And he's done it all solo, of course, the orchestral playing for years, but also chamber music. So, yeah. And then for piano, we have Weiyi Yang, who is on faculty at the Yale University School of Music.
Okay.
And he, again, is a member of ensemble that he tours with, but also has quite a career of playing chamber music all over the country, all over the world. He's a dear friend. He was actually at Yale as a student with both my wife and I, Ayaka Tsuruna, and myself.
Cool.
So we know him very well, and I can tell you he is a fantastic pianist. And for the strings, we have, again, one of the top chamber musicians in the world, Ida Kavafian, for a violinist, and she was for a while the violinist of the Beaux-Arts Trio.
Okay.
She also has run for 35 years music from Angel Fire, her own festival, and she also teaches at Juilliard, Curtis, and Bard. I've always admired her as a chamber musician. She's played a lot with Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. She was a member of, I don't know if you know this group, but Tashi. Years back, there was a group that she was a member of with Peter Serkin and herself and Richard Stoltzman and Fred Sherry, the cellist. So, and they did lots of avant-garde things. They were the people that did the first recording of the Messian Quartet for the End of Time that I was aware of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But she's been a great hero of mine for years. And one of the great things this year is that we have recitals given by all three judges.
Oh, wow. As so, part of the festival.
Yes.
Then.
So on Thursday night, on the 21st at 7 p.m., we have a free concert under the auspices of Odyssey. And that's Weiyi Yang's piano recital. I'm excited about this. It is an all-German fantasy program, and he's kind of doing something interesting, which is he's playing the fantasy pieces by Schumann and Brahms, but he's not playing them linearly. He's playing the first movement of the Schumann fantasy, which is one of the a big romantic work, and then he's splitting up some Brahms fantasies and some of Schumann's Kreisleriana interspersed. So it's going to be really interesting. I think he's going to talk about that as he presents it. So it'll be an interesting program.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And then on Friday at 7 p.m. also at First Baptist Church, I'm honored to be playing a violin recital with Ida Kavafian. And she's really pulling out all the stops for this program. We begin with Stravinsky's Suite Italienne. It's almost a quasi, well, it's a neoclassical, very almost sounds Baroque at times, but with some wrong notes in there. and then we play the Ravel violin sonata, which, if you know it, the second movement is a blues. So it's classical musicians having fun with a little bit of jazz. It's an idiom, so it's fun. And then we end the program, so we kind of go backwards in time. We end the program with the Beethoven Kreutzer sonata, which is his biggest violin piece. So, yeah. And then on the weekend, we have the competition events. But on the Monday following, so on the 25th at 12 p.m., we have a final concert by Dale Clevenger, who's it's kind of rare that you get to see him play in recitals. Mm-hmm. But he's doing that with our very own Natalia Bolshakova from the MU faculty. And they're doing a fabulous program. She'll be doing a reduction of the Mozart concerto. And then they're also doing a Strauss Notturno and some transcriptions of Mahler songs from the Wayfarer. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, as part of the festival, two of the judges, Weiyi Yang and Ida Kavafian, will be presenting masterclasses. This will happen on Friday afternoon. Weiyi's masterclass is from 12 till 2, piano masterclass. And then followed immediately by Miss Kavafian's from 2 to 4 in Whitmore Hall. These are free events, and they're very interesting because they feature MU performers, but also we had pre-collegiate auditions, and we chose one pianist and one violinist from those. So all these people will perform pieces and get the artist's
professional critique.
Right, critique.
Very cool.
That's very interesting to watch. Yeah.
And I mean, wow, this looks like this sounds like a very full weekend of events. We've got a lot of really great things going on this whole weekend with the Plowman, the semifinals and the championships on Saturday and Sunday, and then all these great recitals from the visiting judges. This looks like a lot of fun. So I'm going to run down the list. On Thursday the 21st, we've got Wei Yi Yang with the piano recital, and this is at
7 p.m. in First Baptist.
First Baptist at 7 p.m.
On Friday, we're just chock full. We have the master classes at 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock in Whitmore Recital Hall, the piano followed by the violin. And then Ms. Ida Kavafian will give the recital in the evening. That is a ticketed event, $20 or $10 for students. That's at First Baptist Church, the recital is.
Okay.
Saturdays... semifinals are run all day from 9:30 till about 5:30. That's also ticketed, but it's a great deal. You get for $10, you can stay all you want that day. Yeah. And then we're excited that on Sunday, the finals are actually co-presented by the University Concert Series. So,
oh, great.
Tickets are through the box office at Missouri Theater or University Concert Series website. And the final concert on Monday with Dale Clevenger is, again, an Odyssey event, so it's First Baptist Church. That's at the different time of 12 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. And it's also ticketed.
Right.
Super. Okay. Well, this sounds super exciting. I hope everybody can get out and see some of these events and definitely go and check out the semifinals and finals of the Plowman Chamber Music Competition.
Great.
Peter, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about this great event.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.